Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara brings details of dinim with regard to these sandals, these special cleats that they weren't allowed to wear on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Ella Lechazek. That's only when the nails that are there are to hold it together, to hold the straps together very well. Avalunoi, but if they're more decorative, then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter to wear it on Shabbos. Kamalanoi, how many nails would you put there for decorative purposes? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamesh Bazeh V'Chamesh Bazeh, five on each sandal. Rabbi Hanina Amar Sheva Bazeh V'Sheva Bazeh, seven on each sandal is mutter, and only more than that is going to be aser. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shem Baraba Azbar Alach L'Didi. I'll explain to you how my shita is that I said five. Mismarim, five nails is considered to be decorative and is mutter. It's because that's the derech to decorate sandals with. Shtayim mikan, va'achas b'tar sisosav. You have two on each side of the shoe and one at the top of the ritzuos. And the Rabbi Chanina, shalosh mikan, va'achas b'tar sisosav. And Rabbi Chanina holds that it's more typical to have three on each side and one in the middle. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan, meisvei sandal anota, also lo sheva divrei Rabbi Nasan v'Rabbi Matir b'shlosh esrei. So bishlam and Rabbi Chanina, I understand very well according to Rabbi Chanina, who's Matir seven, who da amar Rabbi Nasan. He says like Rabbi Nasan that seven is mutter and more than that's going to be aser. El Rabbi Yochanan damar kaman. Rabbi Yochanan says only Matir up until five nails and more than that he's going to say is aser. Which sheet is he following? Who da amar Rabbi Nehurai. So you have to say he's going like Rabbi Nehurai. Who's Rabbi Nehurai? Titani Rabbi Nehurai. Omer Chamish Mutter V'Sheva Aser. Rabbi Nurai holds five nails is mutter, but seven is already going to be aser. So the Gemara paskins now how we should, which way we should follow. So Amalei Eifa is the name of a certain Chacham, said L'Rabba Barbarchana, T'Rabba Barbarchana, Atun Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. You are Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Avid Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, you should do like Rabbi Yochanan, that any more than five nails is going to be a problem. But Anan Navid Rabbi Chanina. But we follow Rabbi Chanina, that even seven is going to be mutter. Boy, Miner Rafuna Miravashi. So Rafuna asked Ravashi, Chamish Mahu. What if there are five nails in it? Is it mutter to go out with it on Shabbos? So Amalei Afilu Sheva mutter. Even with seven nails, it's mutter to go out on Shabbos. And then Rav Huna asked again, Teishamai, what if there are nine nails in it? Amalei, Afilu Shmona Aser, even with eight nails, it's going to be Aser. So with nine nails, for sure it's going to be Aser. So the Gemara explains that there are certain cases that are not included in the Gzeira of Sandal HaMasumer. Ba'imnei Ahuratzana, a certain shoemaker asked, Merabi Ami, Tfaro mi bifnim, if you stitch it on the inside, Mahu, what's the din then? Amalei, Rabi Ami said, Mutter, that's fine, V'lo yadana mai taima, but I don't know why it's mutter. Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi said to Rabbi Ami, V'lo yoda mar my timer, you really don't know why it's mutter? The reason is pashut. Kivan de tfaru mi bifnim, since you stitched it on the inside, have le minal, besandal gazu berabanan, biminal lo gazu berabanan. It would take on the status of a shoe and not a sandal, and the gzer was only against the sandal, not against the shoe. Another safek, bar minei Rabbi Abba bar Zavda me Rabbi Abba bar Avina, aso kimin kalbos. Let's say you make the nails like bent over a little bit, or I guess double-edged, like in a semicircle. So Mahu, what's the din then? Amrlei, Mutter, he said, that's going to be Mutter. Itmar Nami, Am Rabbi Yasim, Rabbi Chanina, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, rather. Asok, Min Kalbos Mutter, that taco is Mutter. Am Rav Sheshes, Chipohu Kulu B'Mismoros Kedesh Shalote Karka Ochalto, that what if you cover it entirely with nails? So Mutter, that's going to be Mutter, because that's not similar to the way the Maisa happened. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Sheshes, we have a Baisa, it supports that statement. Rav Sheshes, lo yetzei ha'ish b'sandal ha'masumar. A man is not allowed to go out into Rosh Hashanah with sandal ha'masumar, with these nails at the bottom of his shoes, with these spikes. That's what I kept on calling them, cleats. I don't know if they call it spikes, maybe. V'lo yetayel mi bayis l'bayis, and he can't go from one house to another house. Afilu mi mita l'mita, and even from one bed to another within the same house. Aval metaltlin also, but he's allowed to carry it, to handle it, l'chasos bo sakli, to cover a kli with, lismach bo kiri amita, or to support the bedposts with. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon also. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says you're not even allowed to be metaltel it because you might come to wear them on your feet as well. So the Braisa discusses situations that are or ways that are not included in the gezeira of sandal masumar. Noshu rov mi masuros rav. Most of the nails came off. In ishtayi bo arba chamish, and only 4 or 5 are left. Mutter. That's going to be mutter. V'rebi matir ad sheva, and Rebbe's matter up until 7 that are left. Chipo bo armi lamata v'kavel masmaros mi lamayla. If he covered it with leather on the bottom and he put the nails in on top, mutter. That's also mutter. Asa kamin kalbos, o kamin tas, o kamin yased, o shechipo kulob masmaros kadesh lo tekarko chalto. Mutter. If he makes it like a kalbos, or he makes it very wide like a plate, like a tas, or he makes it very sharp like a yased, or he puts masmaros all along the entirety of the shoe in order that the karka not get into it, so mutter, so then it's going to be mutter. So that's like Rav Sheshes, who says that if it's kulo b'masmarim, if you have nails along the entirety of the shoe, that's not going to be a problem. So frankly, Gemara haguf akasha, the brisa itself is a stira. Amrit, first the brisa said, nashu rov masmarosav afagav dinishtairu beituva, that if the majority of the spikes came off, even though the many of them are still left, so as long as it's the minority of what's left, it's going of what was originally there that's left is going to be mutter. V'hadatani, but then he said arba chamish in tvei lo, that only if 4 or 5 spikes are left, it's mutter. But more than that, it's not going to be mutter. Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha kan she nigmumu. Kan shene'ekru, that it's not a stira at all. When we said at the beginning that if rove of them are fall off, it's mutter, it sounds like even if many of the spikes are still there, as long as it's just a minority of what was originally there, that's talking about where the tips of them were cut off, but they weren't totally uprooted, they weren't totally taken out of the shoe. Whereas when we say you currently have 4 or 5 left in order for it to be mutter, that's talking about if they were totally taken out of the shoe. Arbo chamish mutter. The Braisa went on to say that if 4 or 5 are left, it's mutter. So hashta chamish ari arba mibay. If when there are 5 spikes left, it's mutter to wear, you need to tell me that when there are 4 spikes left, it's mutter to wear. Obviously. So I'm Rav Chista, arba misandal katan, chamish misandal gadol. 4 spikes left on a small shoe is still going to be okay, and 5 spikes left is when it's a bigger shoe. V'rebi matir ad sheva, and Rebbe says up until 7 is okay. V'atanya, the Braisa says, asked the Gemara, the Braisa had said, Rebbe Matyad Sholosh Esrei, that Rebbe allows up until 13. Says Mar Nota Shiny. Since all of the Mismarim were needed in order to make it even, and none of them are made to be Mechazik, so that to be Mechazik the makeup of the shoe, so Rebbe was Matyad up until 13. But when the Mismaros were made initially to be Mechazik, then he's not going to be Matyad more than 7. So according to this Chiluk, the Gemara's Matari, it's another Kasha that we asked. Hasha, once you tell me this chilek between nota and eino nota, between that which is there to be mechazik and that which is not, then Rabbi Yochanan lami lo kasha nota shiny. Rabbi Yochanan said that masmarim that are made lunoi, it's up until 5 is mutter, by a sandal hanota, the heter is at least by 7 masmarim, so therefore it's not going to be a stira. Now we had a machlokas tanoim in the brisa whether you're allowed to be metaltel a sandal hamasumar litzorach gufo. So Gemara paskins on this. Amrav Masna Varmila, Amrav Achdovi Bar Masna, Amrav Masna, Ein Halach Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. We do not pass like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. Rather, you're allowed to be metaltalit, says Mar Pshita. It's Pashat that Halach is not like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon because we have a klal. Yachid v'rab ma'alach kram. We always pass like the Ram. So now, ma'u detem mistabra time with Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. Baha, I met a thought that Rav Lazar Rav Shimon's logic is particularly compelling over here, that you shouldn't be allowed to be metaltalit because you might come to wear it. Kamash v'lan. That's why we need to be told that even over here we paskin like the Rabbim against the Yachid. So Gemara brings another Shita in terms of the number of spikes that we could be matir. Amar Rabbi Chiya, ilav dekorali bavloi shari yisuri. So Rabbi Chiya says, if not for the fact that I know that by coming up with the kula, they're going to call me the guy from Bavel who's matir all of the yisurim, sharina beituva, I would have been matir if there are many spikes. Vekama, bepumbedisa amrin esrin ve'arba, besura amrin esrin ve'tartin. In Pumbedisa they'd say 24, in Sura they say 22. Amar Rav Nachum Yitzchak v'simenayich, and the way to remember the number, ad da'asa, Pumbadisa Lusura. Until Rabbi Chiya comes, when he went out from Bavel Taret Yisrael, from Pumbadisa Lusura, Chaser Tarti. Another two of his Mismarim fell off on the road. So that's the way to remember what they held in Pumbadisa and what they held in Sura. That in Pumbadisa was two more than in Sura. So the way to remember is that spikes can come off, two more spikes can come off on the travels from Pumbadisa to Sura when you're on your way from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we're going to stop there at the very end of the daf in Samach and Beis and Bez Hashem. Next time we'll pick up at the two dots at the very bottom when we learn daf Samach Aleph and Aleph.